Well, hello, Ariel Nissenblatt. You are co-host of Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You, and today is Wednesday, June 26th. And we are back with another Daily Tip that today is yours.
And you're Ned Donovan, and thank you so much for that lovely intro. Today's tip comes to us from a friend of a friend. I was recently in London at the podcast show in London, hanging out with Steph Colburn, who is the founder of a really cool podcast company called Edit Audio, and she has a friend also named Steph, who kept a one line a day journal. And this one line a day journal, it was really just a way for her to mark one significant thing that happened to her every single day. And I thought it was a really great way to take stock of the day, to remember what you did, and to be able to look back on what you did in the past. Because what Steph did at dinner was she flipped back to a year prior, and she had also been at dinner with Steph in London at the podcast show. So that was just really cool. So it's great for keeping track of yourself, but it's also cool because, like, if you want to start a journaling practice but you don't have time to write for hours and hours, or even for 20 minutes you can't set that aside, maybe you can set aside time to put one sentence on the page.
I have tried to start a journaling habit so many times, and I fall off, and it's usually because I fall off for like 2 days straight where I'm traveling or something like that, and once I'm off, I'm never getting back on that one.
Right.
But Apple has a baked into your phone
yes.
journal app that will
and
constantly
they send you
remind
notifications.
You if you need it. And I found that app, I don't like journaling with my thumbs is what I've learned, but at one line a day, I probably would. That's something I could absolutely do because I don't like typing my journal. I like handwriting it. But if I want to just start a really basic practice with easy, what did I do a year ago? The iPhone's going to be the way to go. So Apple Journal app, one line a day, sounds awesome.
Absolutely. So listeners, viewers, let us know if you have a journaling practice. You can let us know either in the comments of this video or by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or leaving us a star rating on Spotify or wherever it is that you're listening to this podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with another tip that may or may not help you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.